Now let's go to Travel Agency Management Unit 8. Let's see what it's all about. Travel organizations, introduction, types of travel agency associations, international associations, national associations, and responsible tourism, Ecotourism Society of India. Learn about the roles of societies and associations for the travel trade. Know the different types of organizations in the travel industry. Understand the responsibilities of UN WTO for global terrorism. Know the role of IATA in air traffic management in the world. Learn about departments that formulate tourism policy, Ministry of Tourism and MTDC in India. Understand the importance of responsible tourism. The tourism industry and its many components is controlled by a multitude of owners. There are three categories, basically government, non-profit organizations, and private commercial enterprises. All these components span more than one sector, so a multiplier effect takes place on many components if any one component gets affected. They are all interrelated, so if there's a multiplier effect, so if any one component gets affected, it can affect the other two. All the three sectors have to work in coordination for effective development for the tourism industry as a whole. The tremendous growth in the industry has made all the segments of the tourism industry to pay more attention. The governments and the international organizations have realized its potential for economic development of the region. They all try to integrate for the benefit of all. Different sectors of the tourism industry, let's see what they are. Transportation, all sectors which enable the transportation of people from home to the destination and back, travel agents, airlines, bus companies, tour operators, and rental car companies. Attractions, those sectors which are part of the product at the destination, the various facilities and attractions. Accommodation, all sectors which provide staying and food and beverage at the destination. And then people, the human component of tourism, very important component, because it's the people, the tour operators, the people who give you your flights, who take you by air, by bus, that's the human component. Public sector government agencies, regional tourism organizations, professional associations, and industry training organizations. Now let's see this. They fall under two types. Public sector, International Travel Industry Association. This is the public sector. National Travel Industry Associations, State Travel Industry Associations, and Local and Regional Travel Industry Associations. These are the different kinds of associations that come in the public sector. Now, what about the private sector, the privately owned companies, international tourism offices and national tourism offices? Now, let's see this. International Travel Industry Associations, the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, the World Travel and Tourism Council, National Travel Industry Association, which are those? Ministry of Tourism India, because these are national. Singapore Tourism Board, again a national tourism board. Local and Regional Travel Industry Association, what they are? Pacific Asia Travel Association, PATA. Caribbean Tourism Association, headquarters in Barbados, comprises 32 member countries and private sector allied members. Then the European Travel Commission is a non-profit marketing organization headquartered in Brussels that promotes tourism to Europe in general and to the individual countries of the 33 national tourism organizations that are members of the ETC. That's the European Travel Commission. So this company, which is there, they try to promote Europe as a destination, as a place. It's a non-profit organization. Now let's see private sector, which are those organizations. Private sector plays an important role in the development, marketing, and management of tourism. The primary private industries involved in tourism are the transportation companies, air, bus, rail, automobile, cruise lines, the lodging industry, the food service industry, attraction, shopping. These are different sectors. Tour wholesalers and travel agents and tour guides. These private industries have their own private associations also, like FHARAI, Indian Heritage Association of India, Approved Tour Guide Association, Restaurant Association of India, Adventure Tour Operators Association and Indian Tourist Transport Association. Now, these are certain associations which are made privately, formed privately, to safeguard the interest of the people from the travel industry, to see that they are not harmed or their benefits are not harmed, and hence these associations are made for people to come together on a single platform and to be able to carry out their work effectively, and if any issues or any problem in the travel industry occur, to bring them up to the government. So only an association can do that. Individual doing that will not have an impact, but an association doing that will have a larger impact. For the Indian Heritage Association, approved tour guide. So if there is any problem with the tour guides, you can go to the association and tell them. Then the Adventure Tour Operators Association. Now, adventure tour operator, whoever is doing adventure, if they decide to close down the parks or for some reason something happens, what do they do? The travel agents, how will they make business? So then they can go to the Adventure Tour Operators Association, speak to them, and try and get the policy changed. Some important international organizations are France Hispano-Portuguese Federation of Tourist Association, the first international tourist organization set up by the collaborative effort of Spain, France, and Portugal. The International Union of National Tourist Propaganda Organization, IUNTPO, set up in 1925, which was discontinued after World War II. World Tourism Organization has been discussed in the lesson. Pacific Asia Travel Organization, PATA, has been set up in 1951. Universal Federation of Travel Agents Association, set up in 1966, is the largest world body representing the interests of the travel agents. International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, set up in December 1922 in Paris. American Association of Travel Agents, ASTA, 1931, set up in 1931, New York. International Congress and Convention Association, ICCA, 1962, in AMS. FHRAI, Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Association of India, which was set up in 1955. So if you want to open up a hotel for the hospitality industry, for the travel and tour industry, you have to go to the FHRAI. You have to show them what kind of a restaurant you build, what are the ingredients that you have in that coffee shop, food, what are the facilities offered. Then only will they issue a license to work. United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, a specialized agency of the United Nations, is the leading international organization in the field of tourism. It serves as a global forum for tourism policy issues and practical source of tourism know-how. The official languages of UNWTO are Arabic, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. These are the languages spoken. It came into existence on 2nd January 1975, and the first General Assembly was held in Madrid, Spain. As of 2010, UNWTO membership includes 156 countries, 6 territories, and over 400 affiliate members. That speaks volumes for itself, the kind of staff that they have on them. 6 priority areas in development of a global tourism. Mainstream tourism in the global agenda, advocating the value of tourism as a driver of socio-economic growth and the development and its inclusion as a priority in national and international development policy. You want to advocate the value of tourism. You want to drive home the socio-economic agenda. You have to be able to get people to come there, to small places, to small towns. Make growth important. Give easier licenses to travelers, visa on arrival, all different things. Promoting substantial development of tourism, one that makes optimal use of environmental resources that you have in a city, respects the socio-cultural authenticity of host communities, and provides socio-economic benefits to all stakeholders. You can't go there and start craving a rakhsas. You're going in a foreign land, in a foreign place, where people over there belong to there. So you have to provide socio-economic benefits. You have to respect the social cultural background. You cannot disrespect it. Advancing tourism's contribution to poverty reduction and development. To achieve the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, UNWTO works to make tourism a tool for enhancement at national, region, and community level and to include tourism in the international development agenda and priorities. Now, having said this, you have to advance the tourism contribution to poverty. It has to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. To make tourism as a rule for development of national, international community and even regional community, get people, get workforce, for them to work, for them to make money, lessen unemployment. It is a great idea, and the government is doing all so that others may get a job in the industry. Now, the six priority areas in development of global tourism: improving tourism competitiveness, improving members' tourism products and destinations through knowledge building and exchange, provide human resources, promotion of quality and excellence in areas such as statistics, market trends, marketing, destination management, or crisis and risk management. These are areas the World Tourism is working upon, competing to better its service, to offer better services for clients. Do you understand market trends? See how it can market certain segments, how to grow it, how to see the different segments of industry, the poor people are benefiting. Knowledge, education and capacity building, supporting countries to assess and address their needs in education and training, as well as providing networks for knowledge exchange. Now, you want to go to a place like Africa where there is very poor poverty, there is hardly any education. You want to promote education, you want to bring out the poverty, you want to act as a social entrepreneur to see that besides your business, you're also doing something back for the community. It is what exchange of ideas and thoughts is all about. Building partnerships, engaging with the private sector, regional and local tourism organizations, academia and research institutions, the civil society and the UN system to build a more sustainable, responsible and competitive tourism sector. You are trying to build partnerships with different regions, with different sectors, to see how you can better services, how you can do well, and how you can get maximum utilization of the products that you have. The UNWTO publishes many books and periodicals which are good source of information for the tourism industry. International Travel Statistics, Economic Review of World Tourism, Technical Bulletins and Trade Research Journal, Handbook on E-Marketing for Tourism Destinations, Communicating Heritage, a Handbook for the Tourism Sector, Toolbox, Crisis Communications in Tourism. Now, these are certain books, periodical, which help you study what the industry is all about, what tourism and travel industry is all about, how you can function better, how you can get growth and derive good sales. History. The International Air Transport Association is an international trade organization of airlines with head office in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and the executive offices in Geneva, Switzerland. IATA was formed just after World War II in April 1945 in Havana, Cuba, and was given the current name. What is the current name? It's IATA. IATA now includes 280 airlines from 130 countries, which handle over 90% of the world's scheduled air traffic. Just see the numbers. It is a private organization promoting cooperation among the world scheduled airlines to ensure safe, secure, reliable and economic air services. To be able to see that they provide good, efficient systems to see that the service goes well. Now, what are the functions of IATA? Let's see. One of them is pricing. The main objective of an organization is to assist airline companies to achieve lawful competition and uniformity in prices. No, see, there's not too much of a difference. Flight planning. It is the process of producing a flight plan to describe a process, aircraft flight. The flight planning requires accurate weather forecast for fuel consumption calculation. It involves safety of critical aspects to ensure that the aircraft safely reaches its destination, to ensure the compliance with air traffic control, and to minimize the risk of mid-air collusion. This is certain factors that they always have to keep in mind. IATA has six priority areas for operations through which it helps its members achieve maximum efficiency: safety, security, simplifying the business, environment, services, and publications. Safety. It is the number one priority for IATA and airline industry. In order to ensure safety for passengers, IATA advocates for airlines to comply with high safety standards in terms of operational management and control system. Operational Safety Audit Program has developed internationally recognized quality audit principles that are used to conduct the audit in a standardized and consistent manner. There have to be certain safety rules, oxygen mask, all other things have to be taken into account. Security. ITAR take care of passenger and baggage security process, cyber security, security management systems, passenger and baggage reconciliation, cargo, courier and mail security, passenger screening and security data management. Simplifying the business. This program's mission is to change the way the air transport industry operates, resulting in better service for passengers and lower cost for the industry. An absolute imperative. Environment. ITAR has set a priority for zero emissions future to build a zero emissions aircraft within 50 years and has targeted a cap on aviation emissions from 2020, carbon neutral growth and a reduction in CO2 emissions of 50% by 2050 relatively to the 2005 level. So they have to take care of the environment. They have to take care of the globe. It's a corporate social responsibility that IATA is doing, trying to see that they have less emissions of carbon dioxide, which is harming our atmosphere. Services. Some of the main services provided by IATA are consultation and training, travel agent and cargo agent accreditation, the billing and the settlement plan, providing business intelligence, publications and services. Now, the publications. IATA publishes for the air transport industry many information resources on a variety of subjects. There are about 300 titles, amongst which many are free downloads available that touch on all aspects of the aviation. What are the important functions of the National Association, the National Tourist Organizations? What are the functions? Marketing and research. Research the tourism potential in the country, natural and man-made, and develop the potential sources of tourism. You have to see you can get more people to come with more attractions in your country. Information and promotion within the country to provide important and accurate up-to-date information. Regularization and standards of lodging and restaurants to ensure the maintenance of appropriate standards of quality and services of hotels and restaurants. Control of activities of private travel agencies and tour operators to ensure the appropriate standards of quality and services of the travel agents. They keep monitoring to see that the standards do not go below par and the people and the customer get a good quality product which does not defame the travel industry and the tourism industry. Publicity overseas. Publicity of all kinds, print media, electronic media, public relations, distribution of print material. They have to see that publicity is done in order to raise awareness about your country, in order to raise awareness about the tourist destinations where people can come, have a look, see and enjoy themselves. Technical and legal. Development and maintenance of various services, infrastructure, adequate facilities at tourist destinations. They have to see this. International relations, to develop international understanding, develop social, cultural values, understandings among all the people of the world. See, it's a travel between two countries, between various countries. So you have to see that you try to build a relationship of culture between Japan, India, India, China, China, Australia, USA, India, India, Russia. It's all kind of cultures. We have to see that we all, as a whole, as a globe, try to portray each other's positive aspects in the tourism industry so that the travel industry benefits as a whole and not country-wise. Developing the tourism policy. The National Tourist Organization plays a vital role in defining the tourism policies of the country. What are the policies? Who are allowed? Who are not allowed? What are the different terms and conditions for travelers to come into the country? A good policy will help to neutralize the profits for development and maintenance of the tourism infrastructure. It is important to maintain. It is imperative that you reutilize the profits to grow your country's tourism spots, attractions, bring in more people, make life easier, airports are better, infrastructure is better. All are very much a part of the travel and tourism growth. These steps help the NTO to ensure that the country has maximum tourists for having social and economic benefits. Economic, of course, social, you get to meet people from other countries, exchange ideas, thoughts, which helps in your growth. Four areas in planning the tourism policy: administration, concerned with the personal in the industry, which include home, planning, health, transport, education. All these factors come into play. Production, the inventory and the assessment of countries, natural attraction. They are planned along with the infrastructure to utilize the resources for the benefit of the tourism industry. Now, when you're making a city, when you're making a country, when you're making something, you see, what you're doing is you're setting up a civilization. You're setting up people. But it is also important to have the infrastructure, to have good attractions for the people to come, the buildings that you build, the roads that you make, the people that come. All these factors come into play when you are able to decide how the country or the city will look from a tourist point of view. Someone visiting, it has to look very, very attractive. It has to look exciting for people wanting to come to your country and say, wow, I want to visit this again. I want to see this again. Then the conducting research of tourist market, socio-economic characteristic, preference of tourists for food and public relation, advertising, maintenance of office overseas. You have to have all these factors into play. You take different countries. You have to have the offices in your country. You have to see that the public relation, advertising and marketing is done for people to be able to come into your country, for people to understand what your country is all about. Financial. Investment in finance of tourism and country. You have to bring in investment. You have to see the people who are investing in the country are locals, are getting and reaping benefits out of it. The more money they make, the more money the country gets in terms of revenue, in terms of taxes. So you have a very important role to play. Coordination with the international agencies such as World Bank, International Bank, for reconstruction and development. You have to reconstruct, you have to develop. One of the biggest examples of reconstruction and development is Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two places in the world which were first hit by the atomic bomb. Today, those cities have come out from nowhere and sprung up to life again and have become really landmark cities. That's one of the finest examples one can give. The Ministry of Tourism is a branch of the government of the Ministry of Tourism India. It's a branch of the government of India which formulates and administrates the rules, regulations, laws relating to the development and promotion of tourism in India. Two reasons why government should formulate tourism development strategy are: the tourist industry can have many negative social environment impact. These need to be regulated and managed at national level. The tourism development policy is in place to see that the foreigner who comes here feels safe. The people who come here feel safe. They come, they have a good stay, comfortable stay, and go back. We have these advertising campaigns which says, Atithi Devo Bhava. Guests are like God. Treat them like God. Welcome them into your country. They are welcome. Let them have a good time and go back with fond memories of your country. Tourism offering jobs opportunities for local economic development, thus benefiting the socio-economic development and poverty reduction, which can be regulated only through central governments. You develop new centers, new attractions. You set up factories. You set up great infrastructure. You are giving employment to people. You are trying to create growth over here. You're trying to get people into India. The more revenue that comes in, the more growth there can be for the people, for the city, for that particular state, and the country as a whole. You are creating job opportunities for people who want to work in the tourism industry. If you're setting up a new city, you're going to employ thousands of workers to see that the city is developed well. The road planners, the city planners, all these guys get job, get work. It's a great scenario for a country to be able to generate employment so that in turn it can bring visitors, bring revenue, and make the country grow. What are the functions of the Ministry of Tourism? Formulation of national policies for tourism, coordinates the activities of various government agencies for the development and promotion of tourism in the country. It coordinates the activities of various government agencies and helps to see that all the agencies come together and promote tourism and a country in a particular state which needs to grow in tourism, which has less number of visitors. There must be audit, there must be some sort of data to say that which part of the country has the least amount of tourists. Now, what do you do to increase tourism in that country? Man-made, get attractions, build cities, get infrastructure, businesses, have good tie-ups, all that you do, get investors in. Once you do that, your country earns revenue in travel and tourism. the place which is the weakest has to be paid the strongest attention to. Then developing human resource and manpower planning policies. You have to have HR policies in place. You have to have manpower planning policies in place. Infrastructure and product development. What kind of infrastructure do you want to make? What kind of cities do you want to make? What kind of a theme park do you want to get into India? Something that has never been done. What can you do that a visitor says, let's go to India, I want to see this? Because a visitor who comes to India comes to one of the wonders of the world, which is called the Taj Mahal. The Taj Mahal is considered one of the 8th wonder of the world, and people come here to see and have a glimpse of what the Taj is all about. So, in this way, you have to be able to develop and grow your infrastructure and see that you get people excited enough to come to your country. Publicity and marketing. You have to market incredible India. Now, that's marketing. Incredible India, Malaysia, truly Asia. See, these are statements that capture the mind of the consumer who wants to travel. He wants to see Malaysia because it's truly Asia. He wants to see incredible India. So, you have to be able to put the point across in a very attractive manner for the consumer to come to you. Research and analysis. You have to do research. You have to do analysis to see where are we going wrong. Are we lagging behind other countries? What is our state of competitiveness? Are we behind? Are we in the middle? Or are we just not doing well in the tourism industry? Compare. Try to grow. It is important to have a research and analysis how your business is doing in your country of travel and tourism. What is lacking? International cooperation. You seek international cooperation. You see that when there was a time when India tried and tried to get the conquered to land into India. Now the problem was we didn't have that kind of airports to be able to welcome the conquered, and it came only once. Now we have wired up, made up better airports, better runways, better infrastructure. So the Airbus 380, now the biggest aircraft in the world, can now land in Delhi Airport. See, they are working towards things to get things better, to come into international standards, to be able to give better standard of living, better infrastructure to the people around, to the people in the country and the foreigners who come from there. Legalization and guidelines. You have to see that all the legal things are in place. The guidelines are in place for a tourist who comes here. There could be some kind of hoax. There could be some kind of a problem. You have to be very clear with your policies to see that everything, the guidelines and all are set in place. This ministry is headed by the Union Minister of State for Tourism, independent charge. The administrative head of the ministry is the secretary. The secretary also acts as the director general tourism. The Ministry of Tourism has under its charge, what is under its charge? A public sector undertaking, the Indian Tourism Development Corporation. It's known as ITDC, Indian Institute of Tourism and Travel Management, IITTM, and National Institute of Water Sports. These are the certain sectors, these are certain products that are under the Indian Tourism Development. National Council for Hotel Management and Catering, they have a different national council. Technology and the Institutes of Hotel Management. The technology and how it is used in hotel management. How is this helpful? ITDC is a public sector corporation created by the government. It was set up in the year 1966 with the aim to undertake development, expansion and promotion of India as a tourist destination. Now, what are the functions of the ITDC? ITDC Hotels has about 35 hotels, motels and resorts in the heritage, elite and classic and comfort categories. Ashok Travels and Tours, ATT, is the travel destination division of ITDC and has been in the industry since 35 years. Now, they have a travel component of theirs. The Indian Tourism Development Council have a separate identity, a kind of agent which helps people coming to India plan their tours, organizing the sound and light shows at Red Fort Delhi, runs duty-free shops at five international airports, namely Calcutta, Mumbai, Chennai, Delhi and Thiruvananthapuram. Production of tourist literature such as posters and brochures. This is the role of the Indian Tourism Development Council to see how they can bring about change in India, how they can bring about tourists in India and how they can grow it as a destination. the TAAI, the Travel Agents Association of India, is the most powerful voice of the travel industry in India, which works at a global level also. It was formed towards the end of year 1951 by a group of 12 leading travel agents who wanted to regulate the travel industry in India. The association member is now approximately 2,500 members, consisting of active, associate and allied members. The members include government and non-residents, IATA credit, travel agencies, airlines and general sale agencies, hotels and tour operators. All these people come into play and are members of the TAAI. The TAAI has 4 regions and 19 chapters that meet at regular intervals. The association has its register offered in Mumbai and regional offices in Kolkata, Delhi and Chennai. The Travel Agents Association of India has huge offices all over the country. They want to get members, they want business to be legal, to go about in the right manner, so that everyone comes on parity and makes good money. What are the functions of the Travel Agents Association of India? To function as a platform for discussions, ideas and experience with the various travel components of the industry, to help promote, maintain and stimulate the growth of travel and tourism in the country, to make travel and tourism grow. That is the function of Travel Association of India. Then to discuss the problems of the industry with the regulatory authorities, to educate and train the members by holding conventions and seminars, workshop on the latest trends, maintains healthy public relations by protecting the image of the association and its members. You have to be able to have a very clean image in front of the country, in front of the other people around you, what they think of you, what they think of your country, an extremely important factor. What is the other function? To liaise with the world bodies and discuss matters affecting the travel and tourism industry. It's sort of an interaction. To disseminate latest information through emailers, newspapers, or meetings to its members. To help foster better understanding between the different segments of the travel and tourism industry and bring them into its fold. To help foster better understanding between different segments. It could be cars, it could be hotels, it's airline. You have to bring them under the different kinds of travel agents that are there, the different travel associations. Get them, bring them here and make them grow. TI offers memberships in different categories like active, allied association, overseas associate, government associate. TI works closely with other trade bodies like IATO, TFI, ATOI, ETA, ASOCAM, FICCI, CCI and FHRAI, and is also a member of UFTA. So these are membership under different categories. Active, allied and associate members. These are the different associations that are there in the Travel Agents Association of India, different bodies to deal with different segments.